Hey guys, it's Brian. And what you're about to listen to is the audiobook of Pathetic But Poetic. This audiobook is something that I've put a lot of work into making it sound like I've wanted it to sound like. I wanted it to sound pleasant and peaceful and just a beautiful listening experience. And I think that's what I have created. So I really hope you guys enjoy this. In the future, I will be recording more audiobooks for A Starving Artist and Pulchritudinous. So I really hope you guys enjoy the audiobook of Pathetic But Poetic. Pathetic But Poetic. Poems by Brian Hammond. Copyright 2017, Brian Hammond. All rights reserved. Contents: Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Part 1. An excerpt from my poem, Unapologetically Me. All I am is who I am, and all I am is me. So love me or hate me, because forever is how long I will be unapologetically me. My head and my heart are continuously conflicting. Their chaos within me is constrictingly restricting. While one is thinking about earning these wages, the other is set on writing these pages. I strive to live with no rhythm nor rhyme, but with this motto of life: when did you last do something for the very first time? I am not half, I am completely full. My glass may not be overflowing, for I am still searching to be whole. I've learned that once something is done, it's God showing me that the best is yet to come. Realistically, I am just a guy who is never afraid to feel or cry. I have these big old dreams to fly on the wings of words before I die. Working 9 to 5 isn't really being alive. Paying bills until you die is just society's capitalistic lie. Everything is found in simplicity. Happiness, love, and purpose are all discovered outside your comfort zone, an unknown mystery. One day, I hope to be asked how I've been, and I can actually be honest about how I am. In the eyes of society, I am not much of a man, but from what I see, I am becoming all that I can. I will never not have all that I need, because I have found true love from me. I'm not going to run, I'm not going to hide. Life is all about having a vulnerable side. I've wasted my beautiful rhymes on temporary, undeserving minds. I've created infinities and galaxies from complete and utter nobodies. But the problem is solely within me. I'll never love you less than wholeheartedly. What I require is more than your time. What I require is the convergence of souls and creation of rhyme. I'm stuck somewhere between all is fair in love and war, and why the fuck did you do that for? Part 2. Where do we go and what do? When everything we believed in turns out not to be true? When love, soulmates, and forever was just someone being poetically clever? If you don't want me, say that you don't. I may care right now, but trust me, tomorrow I won't. I may not know you, but I have created many memories in which I think I do. Don't stress, don't worry. Why would you want something worthwhile to happen in such a hurry? All I am is human with feelings and a heart. You looked me in the eyes and consciously tore me apart. I treated the wrong person right and the right person wrong. It's like singing the incorrect lyrics to your favorite song. My lonely, lovely heart is too big to be torn apart, so it constantly endures. But one day I believe true love will be ensured. Although she wasn't real, she still created passion in my heart that I will infinitely feel. I create art with my words as a lonely, lovely writer, so I will paint you brilliantly with each syllable brighter. I crave someone who enjoys midnight just as much as noon. For the day, I am what people expect. The night is for the moon. I look at you like I look at the stars. I hold you as close as the galaxies are far. I've given away my love like pennies in a wishing well. And the amount I've thrown in for you, I'll never tell. I've used up all my love on those who tore me apart. But now that I know you exist, I'll love you from the bottom of my heart. You came into my life in such a way that it would be like the moon rising up during the day. I've been in love with every city I've ever been to. But not nearly as much as when I was anywhere with you. You made my heart feel bright and colorful, but the second you left, my heart became black and white and shades of dull. So smooth and easy, you swooped into my heart and drove my soul instantaneously crazy. Maybe she is perfect and maybe she is not. But that's not going to stop me from giving her all I've got. Part 3. I wear my heart on my sleeve, but when you hold my hand, my heart is held in between. Kissing your lips is my favorite thing to do, but I have yet to discover falling in love with you. I crave to love you where our love between the memories is as sweet as our love between the sheets. I don't give second chances or opportunities, but if you asked for another, I'd give you infinities. I lost myself in you, and now that you're gone, I am too. It's all right, it's okay. I wouldn't want you to stay, knowing that you felt this way. Although we went down in flames, the memories of us, the best days of my life, will remain the same. The sound of the rain on the roof of my car, your head on my chest, the beating of my heart. You're on my mind, you're in my dreams. My heart almost shined, but all I hear is screams. I still listen to songs that remind me of you, while I go on road trips like we used to. You and I may or may not feel the same, but neither will stop me from remembering your name. I think I loved you the moment I saw you. That may sound like Disney, but darling, it's me. I fell asleep and saw you in my dreams. That was the first time it was only you and me. If I could look at you every day until the end of time, I swear I'd never ever have to write another rhyme. Your existence is truly magnificent. I look at you and I long to make you infinite. Darling, there's not a day that goes by that I am not marveled by you being alive. Although it's your heart that I adore, my heart can't love yours anymore. If I could go back to 8th or 9th grade, I would make sure you are the one decision I made. I now sit alone at a mystical, magical place. But when I look across my table, I still see your face. Even if it ends with just one day, I wouldn't have it any other way. I know that a crush is all that you will be, but in another life, I would make you fall in love with me. I am in love with your magnificent mind, and now I am bound to fall for even a flaw that I may find. I don't want to scare you away, but I can't hold back these lovely words I crave to say.